My name is Ashley Sebula, and welcome to the Through Every Season podcast, where we discuss what it's like to be a Christian woman in modern day society. We will dive into the truth, trials, and tribulations that come with having a faith. You're never alone here, and we will help you walk through every season. Welcome back to the Through Every Season podcast. Happy Holy Week. Happy early Easter. The vibes are great this week. So this episode will be posted on Good Friday. So happy Good Friday to everyone. We're getting ready to step into the Easter weekend, and I hope everyone has a fabulous Easter. I hope you get to spend it with great people, that you get to just really soak in the Word of God, really just celebrate the death and the resurrection of Jesus. And again, the vibes are going to be great. So recap of February's episode. So in February, we had our last podcast episode of the season, which was Tristan Zabicki. And Tristan Zabicki is actually one of my sorority sisters from college, and she came on the podcast in February, and she talked about doing mission work in Guatemala. She was able to go on two trips in college and then one trip post-grad, and she just talked about how those trips really impacted her life as well as impacting her faith and just overall how she sees the world. And if you haven't listened to that episode, I suggest you go on over there, give it a listen, and then join us back here for this month's episode. So if you have not listened to the February episode, you might be a little bit surprised that I mentioned that we had our last guest for season one in February. So what do I mean by that? So again, if you have not listened to the last episode, then you did not hear that we are ending season one of the Through Every Season podcast with this episode, or March's episode. So what does that mean moving forward? So we're looking forward to season two. We will be moving on to season two of the podcast, and we will resume in June. Now, I will be posting more. So right now, of course, we post on the last Friday of each month, or just one time per month. And I talk a little bit about this in the last podcast episode, and I go into a little bit more detail. But I will be posting two times per month, starting with season two in June. I'm not sure of the exact posting schedule because, of course, right now, last Friday of each month, I'm not sure if we're going to keep that for season two, and then one of the two postings will be on the last Friday of each month. I'm not sure. Part of that two-month break is figuring that out and just mapping out season two, pre-recording some podcasts, because I do plan to do more solo episodes as well, just so you can hear from me a little bit more. And if you don't know me personally, get to know me a little bit more as well. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do drink of the day today. We're being a little bit rebellious. We're doing drink of the day in the intro. Look at us. Look at us. So I'm kind of boring today. I know. I'm kind of boring today. I just have water. Now, I didn't want to be just plain old Jane water for the podcast. I'm like, Ashley can't do that to people. I added a whole lemon. Now, keep in mind, like the juice of a lemon, that my Stanley is like 32 ounces. So it's not like I just took a little glass of water and I just squeezed like literally a whole lemon in it and called it a day. I did not do that. It's, you know, lightly flavored over here with the juice of a lemon. But listen to this. Listen to this. This is the kicker. I added the juice of one raspberry orange. Now, I think when Meijer put these raspberry oranges out, I kind of think my conspiracy theory is that they're just blood oranges. Maybe they're a little bit pinker. You know what? In season two, we're going to have more drinks. We're going to have more variety of drinks. I promise that. I promise that to you all. But anyway, drink of the day today. We're staying hydrated. So the introduction of today's topic. So this episode is going to be called Christianity is Not an Elite Club. Yes, you heard me correctly. Christianity is not an elite club. So this episode was actually inspired from a sermon from Pastor Nathan at Cornerstone Church in Ohio. And he actually put on this sermon in June of 2023. And I'm the type of person, I have to write things down to remember them. So when I was thinking of episodes and what to talk about this month and how I really wanted to end season one podcast, like on a great topic, I was looking through my phone and looking through my ideas, and I came across this single phrase in my notes app on my phone, and it was from June of last year. So almost an entire year. So we're going to dive right in. So what do I mean by Christianity is not an elite club? I hate to tell you that it's not like the country club. It's not like an exclusive membership. Why, yes, you do get heaven for free for eternity for being a Christian. It's not some elite membership secret society club. It's just not. That's not the way that Christianity was meant to be or designed to be or what Jesus meant it to be when he was on earth doing his ministry. So being a Christian does not make you a good person by default. We are not saved by our works, whether they're bad or good. We are just saved by our faith alone. So yes, that does mean that just by being a good person does not mean that you get to go to heaven. Now, I don't get to make the rules around here. We all know that. I don't get to make the rules. You don't get to make the rules. Your mom doesn't get to make the rules. God made the rules. So while I would love for anybody who is a good person to go to heaven, again, I don't get to make those rules. So Christianity does not explicitly exclude anyone or anybody. Nowhere in the Bible does it say for us to turn others away. Being a Christian does not make you better than absolutely anyone else. Now, we talked about this in the very first episode of this podcast. We talked about how everybody's on an even playing field. No one's value is greater or less in God's eyes. Even if somebody doesn't believe in him, hates God, et cetera, they are valued and looked at the same as somebody who is praising Jesus every single moment of their life. And here's a little bit of a controversial point. Going to church does not make you a Christian. You can go to church or not go to church, and you can be a Christian, or you could go to church and not go to church and not be a Christian. Yes, I just said that you can go to church and then technically not be a Christian. So what is Christianity then, or what does it mean to be a Christian if we talked about what Christianity isn't? Accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior is how you become a Christian. That's it. That's the easiest thing that you can do. That's easier than signing up for a Netflix subscription. Yep, I said it there, right then and there. That is the easiest thing that you can sign up for. Identifying that Jesus died on the cross for a sin so we can spend eternity in heaven with him after we perish. That is what we get just from believing in Jesus. Engaging God into our personal lives. He is engaged in my personal life. Jesus to me isn't something that I just go to church on Sundays or I go to my Bible study on Wednesdays and I check things off a box because I feel like I have to be a Christian. That's not how I see it. To me, this is my life. Having a personal relationship with Jesus is far more valuable to us as individuals than just engaging in legalistic or traditional practices. By all means, you are welcome to do those things. And again, we talked about this in the very first episode, but it's not required. And the final thing is acknowledging that we are sinners who are extended grace by God. We are saved by grace and grace alone. I believe in holding each other accountable. I do. I believe that as Christians, we are meant to hold people accountable, hold our community accountable, hold those who also have a faith accountable. I think accountability in life is extremely important. I think the reason why Christians have such a bad reputation in society as a whole is because we're seen as judgmental. I don't think that that's a secret. I think it's a pretty well or assumed thing in society. I just do. It's very apparent that there are certain groups of people that are seen as, and I'm using air quotes when I say this, bad people in Christianity. And I think that's wrong. I really do. And I think if you really thought about who I'm talking about or different groups of people I'm talking about, I think you know different people that I'm talking about. People who oftentimes Christians will see and be like, oh yeah, they don't believe in Jesus, or yeah, they definitely don't go to church on Sunday, do they? I just don't like that, because again, just Christianity isn't an elite club. And as believers, it's actually biblical that we're not to judge people who don't have a faith. That's left up to God. That's not left up to us. That is a very common misconception with the Bible as well, about judgment. We can, as Christians, hold each other accountable or quote unquote judge others as Christians. But as for the people who aren't Christians, it's actually biblical. Yes, again, I'm going to state this again because I want this to be a big takeaway. We're not called to judge other people who aren't Christians and say if their sins are not a sin. We just aren't. And with us as a Christian community disregarding that for so long, it has turned so many people away from church and away from faith. Now, I'm not saying that you can't preach the truth in the Bible to others and you have to sugarcoat it and you have to abide by a prosperity gospel. I'm not saying that at all. But we shouldn't just show love and kindness to others who are like us. We need to show it to everyone, and I think we need to show it to those who don't have a faith or non-believers even more. So there is an organization called Jericho Light Club in Columbus, Ohio, and I think that themselves as a Christian organization and nonprofit, I just think they do a lot of it right. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about Jericho Light Club. So Jericho Light Club is a group of churches, pastors, or just community members of the church that come together and they feed and pastor to and show kindness to and help and give guidance and support in different ways to those in the Bottoms or Franklinton area of Columbus every single Friday and Saturday. And they've done this for years. I think they've told me that they've been doing this for at least 10 years, but they opened up church doors and just dozens and dozens of people come to get a good meal, to hear a sermon, to get things like clothing and hygiene items and things to keep warm or cool outside if they're homeless, and just overall just get support. So I was connected to this organization because of my work with my job. So one time per month, I am there on an evening and I am doing outreach specifically for my job, hoping to reach mothers who are engaging in substance use or they have risk for substance use, such as being homeless. So a lot of people who come to Jericho Light Club, again, they're in the Hilltop or the Franklinton area of Columbus, that west side of Columbus. And on the west side, if you know anything about Columbus, and I'm well aware that most of our listeners are not in the Columbus area, so you might have no idea what I'm talking about. But that area of the city is known for being a high area of need. There is a lot of homelessness on the west side. There is a lot of human trafficking, a lot of sex work, a lot of substance use, poverty, gun violence. there's a lot going on over there at that part of the city. And that church opens up their doors regardless of all of that. And people who are homeless, maybe they're living at the homeless shelter that is near that area, maybe they're low income or they're food insecure or they're just broken, they open up their doors, they don't care who they are, and they're allowed to come in and have a meal. And I think that that is amazing. I think something that a lot of churches do is they stay in. They might open up their doors, but they're not going out of the doors. They're not going into community. Jericho Light Club is going into the community. And that is why they're able to help people and then lead people into Jesus, because they are going to people and opening up their doors to people that a lot of Christians would turn their noses up to. I'm just going to be honest. I've seen it a lot. I've heard it a lot. There are a lot of Christians who judge and hate people who are homeless, people who do drugs, people who are part of the LGBTQ community, people who are even low income. They just see them as lesser than. And we're not called to do that. And the thing is they're not lesser than. They're just as valuable and loved as us. And we should be fostering ministries that abide by that. And that's where I think organizations like Jericho Light Club just do it right. So I really wanted to give them just a shout out and just use them as an example in this podcast. I think, you know, as a community, it says a lot of how we treat each other in the community, but it says a lot more how we treat people who aren't, people who are not a part of our community. How well are we loving non-believers? That's what says a lot about us. I also think humbling the Christian community allows us as a community to show humility to others. I think a great biblical story that goes with this point is the story in the Bible in the book of John in the Gospels where it talks about the woman at the well. So if you're not familiar with this story, it is again in the book of John, specifically in chapter 4, and it talks about the ministry of Jesus. So while Jesus was out and about doing his ministry thing and going to the different cities and trying to reach the different people to talk about the word of God, he came across this woman in Samaria. So Samaria was the type of place in the Bible where Jesus would actually have not been safe. So Samaria was a city of people to not like Jews. And of course, we know that Jesus was Jewish. So because Jesus identified as somebody who was Jewish, he would have been unsafe in that city because historically speaking in the Bible, people who were Samaritans and then people who were Jewish, they didn't really like each other. So Jesus was going to actually travel through Samaria, and he's right outside the city and he's at this well going to get water because he's really thirsty. So when Jesus approaches this well, there's already a woman at the well who just so happens to be a Samaritan woman. So Jesus asked her for some water, like, "Hey, can I have a drink from you?" So this lady, the Samaritan woman who's never named in the Bible, you know, looks up at Jesus and is like, "You are a Jew. I'm a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink?" And then Jesus answered and he said, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asked you for a drink, would you have asked him and he would have given you living water?" And so Jesus answered and he said, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Jesus talks to this woman and he tells her things about her that he wouldn't know if he was just a regular everyday person. So this Samaritan woman, of course, was already a woman and a Samaritan. So to a lot of people in biblical times, she was seen as a lesser person, one, because she's Samaritan, but two, she's also a woman. But even within her own community, she was seen as lesser than. She had multiple husbands. She was engaging in sexual and marital sin, and she was seen as this unclean, dirty, not good woman. And she was oppressed within her community. She was the very first person Jesus told he was the Son of God, a Samaritan woman, somebody who, one, was a woman, so shout out to all women. Two, was somebody of a different faith where he technically wouldn't have been safe with, because lots of conflict going on between the two. Three, somebody who was seen as this unclean, not good person. But Jesus said, you know what? I'm going to tell her that I'm the Son of God. She's going to be the first person that I am witnessing to that I am Jesus Christ. It wasn't some Pharisee. It wasn't this person who was wealthy and elite in their community. It was just a regular, everyday person. This story goes to show that anyone, despite their past, despite their present, can be a Christian. Anyone can believe in Jesus Christ, and anyone can have a relationship with him. A conversation on church hurt. So we touched on church hurt a little bit in the very first episode of this season, but I really wanted to revisit the conversation, especially on the point of why so many people are leaving church, or they see the church as this hateful and bad place. There are even Christians who don't feel safe to go to church. So a couple weeks ago, I met a woman when I was out and about, and we started talking about faith. She had said that, you know, she was a Christian, she believed in God, in prayer, and different things about being a Christian. And so I asked her if she went to church, or where she went to church in the Columbus area. And she told me that right now she actually doesn't have a church, and she hasn't been to church in several years. And then she went on to tell me, without being prompted, that she used to go to a church, but she had a really bad experience with some people there. And of course, I want to keep this person's story confidential, and I don't want to say any details that could expose this person, because they did not ask to be featured on this podcast, and they don't even know I have a podcast. But they essentially told me a few stories about how they were treated by other people who went to the church. How they had used them, they had manipulated them. They really did some dirty things. And they even did some really unkind and low things in the name of God. They would use their faith in God to manipulate situations with this person. And I was listening to these different stories that this person was telling me. I was honestly a little bit surprised that they still had a faith with God, just because so many people who are hurt by others in the church, they just leave their faith completely. But this person was still so strong just with her inner and her personal faith that even though those people at that church hurt her, she's still such a strong believer. And what I really want you to get out of this segment of the podcast is I want you, if you are in a church, I want you to remember that you have an impact on other people. Even your small interactions with others, you have an impact on them. We as a community should not be doing things that have people just running out of our doors and they never want to come back. And not only do they not want to come back to our place of worship, they don't want to go to nobody else's place of worship either, because they're so scared of being treated like that because of maybe something that you did or that you said to them that just gave them such a bad taste, that just hurt them so much that they don't want to come back. You know, church isn't seen as this elite club. Often it's actually compared to a hospital. We as a people, we are all broken. We're all broken. We're all sick in our own ways. We are all in need of Jesus. And therefore, it shouldn't be a place where we are continuing to break down people, where church is supposed to be seen as a place where we build others up. Again, there are even Christians who are too scared to go back to church because people in a church hurt them. They took advantage of them. They betrayed them. They didn't treat the church as a sacred place, and so it became an unsafe place. Are for the people who only come to church on Christmas and or Easter. So I was inspired to talk about this today, actually based off of a Facebook post that I saw a few years ago by somebody that I know. So I'm not close with this person, and I don't even think that we're Facebook friends anymore. And I forgive them for the post that they made. But the post that they did make on Facebook clearly had an impact on me because I remember it years later. So essentially, this individual had made a Facebook post and they were complaining about the people who only go to church on Christmas or Easter. And they were complaining about them, being like, oh, those people who only go to church on Easter and Christmas. It's kind of talking about how you really shouldn't even come to this church. You're not want some loyal, dedicated member. And again, it's not a club. And that really stuck out to me because if anything, if the only time you go to church is on Easter and Christmas, that's great for you. I'm glad that you go on those 2 days, or if you go one of two of those days, I'm glad that you go that one time. I think that that's amazing. Easter is a time of celebration of the biggest debt to ever be paid. The debt for everybody's sins who had lived, who are going to live, and who are present. Everyone. And it's just not a time to call out others on if they're coming to church or not. That's not the reason for Easter. It's a time that, yes, church attendance is up because people will visit churches. Maybe it's a church they've gone to before, or they used to go to, or maybe it's a new church. They'll try it out or they'll visit on Easter. That's very common. Churches are more crowded on Easter, and I think that that is amazing and something to celebrate. But because there is an increase in the amount of people going, it's really important to be welcoming to visitors because this might be their very first introduction to Jesus. Is that very moment that they're walking into your place of worship? Be kind to others because maybe someone who's been missing in action, MIA from church for a long time, they finally worked up the strength and the courage to come back. Maybe they left church because something's going on in their life and they didn't think that they were worthy to come back in, which is 100% not the case, but maybe they told themselves that. And they finally worked up the courage to come back. Give grace to others because maybe someone is finding their way back to Christ. Maybe they were really just strong and fiery in their faith and something happened and they started to question God. They started to question if he was real. They started to question his love. And maybe they're starting to come back. And maybe walking into that church on Easter, maybe that is their way of saying, I'm ready to come back home. Churches across the country are constantly talking about how we need to get more people back into church. It is not something that is unknown that church attendance has gone down in the last few years. And it's not just because of COVID. We can't be blaming everything on COVID. But we're never going to grow the church unless we start treating the Christian faith as a faith. We have to stop treating it as some elite club. This is not a club. This is not an extracurricular activity This is a way of life. Keep the doors wide open and also get out in the community. We already talked about a little bit, but get out in the community and show people, show your community that you are a loving and you are a safe place to worship God. Jesus would have never been successful in his ministry if he stayed in Nazareth. Of course, we all know Jesus grew up in Nazareth. But if he would have stayed there, he would have never been successful in his ministry. He was called by his father to leave, to go out and preach to the people. He also didn't focus his time on the Pharisees or the wealthy, elite people within the communities that he saw. Jesus spent a lot of time with just regular, everyday people. His disciples in the Bible, and it talks about this, they were not just extraordinary, out of this world people that Jesus is like, I have to have this person on my team because they are just A plus elite. No, he chose just regular everyday people. And in fact, some of the people that Jesus surrounded himself with on a daily basis that were his followers were seen as not good people. Tax collectors, prostitutes, people who had been possessed by demons, you know, et cetera, or they had just character and personality flaws. Jesus chose them to be very important people in his ministry and then also go on themselves as pairs to go on and continue Jesus's ministry. That was a huge task, and Jesus trusted just everyday, regular people to do that. Jesus would have never been successful in his ministry if he was only trying to reach the Jews or people of the same background as him. He went to all different walks of life and all different faiths within biblical times. And guess what? So are we. We are called to do the exact same thing. If Christianity was meant to be an elite club, then Jesus would have not chosen who he did as his disciples. He would have not told the woman at the well he was the Son of God. Certainly, he would not have chosen to tell her first. But he did. And this is why Christianity was never meant to be some elite club. Happy early Resurrection Sunday, everyone. I really hope that you were able to take in and digest the talking points in this podcast and really just be in a space where you're able to listen and have your heart open and just really think about the different topics that we discussed today, because I think that they're really important as people with a faith or people who are exploring their faith as well. Just to know that no matter what, they are beautifully and wonderfully created, and Jesus would not have died for you otherwise. So to kind of close out season one, I'm really excited to see you for season two. I will have the links to the prayer request submission form in the notes of this podcast, and I will also have the link to be a podcast guest linked in this podcast. Do you want to be featured on season two? Do you feel called to come on this podcast? Yes, you have an opportunity, and you can take advantage of so by visiting that link in the show notes. Thank you for taking time to listen to season one of my podcast. It means the world to me, but why I do this is not to become some influencer, to get sponsorships and just make a ton of money off of this podcast. That's definitely not happening. But that is not the reason for this podcast. The reason for this podcast is to use this space as a form of ministry. So thank you for being a part of that community. It really means a lot to me. And as you know, we always close out the same way. You are welcome to explore your faith here. Jesus always welcomes you home, and so will I. See you for season two. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being here. You can listen to the Through Every Season podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcast. Feel free to follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook and Instagram, and the handles are mentioned in the description of the podcast. Welcome to my family. Thanks for being here.